From Little Rock Public Radio News, good morning. I'm Maggie Ryan, sitting in for Nathan Treese. Arkansas has opened its application process to distribute dollars for the Rural Health Transformation Program. Arkansas has been awarded $209 million from the program established by President Trump's massive tax and spending bill last summer. The first round of awards will focus on expanding telehealth and emergency medical response systems in rural Arkansas. The state expects Arkansas to receive more than $1 billion through the program over the next 5 years. More information about the program and eligibility can be found online at ArkansasRHTP.com. New cuts to the state's income tax passed their first legislative hurdles yesterday. Lawmakers are currently meeting in a special session to debate cuts to both the state's individual and corporate income tax rates. Pete Guss with the nonprofit Arkansas Advocates for Children and Families spoke against the bill in a Senate committee meeting on Monday. He says the cuts come amid a, quote, perfect storm of strains on the state budget.
Inflation stands at 3.3%, making it more expensive for the state to do business. The percent of jobless Arkansans is growing, currently above the national average. The federal government is placing new demands on state budgets, notably in the food, assistance, and healthcare sectors.
Guest noted Arkansas must increase spending on its SNAP program by $18 million next year and that costs could rise to as much as $80 million annually. Republican State Senator Jonathan Dismang said the state isn't cutting services to help pay for the cuts.
We are committed to public education in the state of Arkansas. You see that by the increases that we routinely have in public education or per pupil funding. We are dedicated to making sure that we properly pay our state employees by a complete revamping of the pay system here in the state. We are committed to fighting food insecurity. You've seen it repeatedly in the last few sessions.
The bill would lower the state's top individual income tax rate to 3.7% and lower the top corporate tax rate to 4.1%. Identical versions of the bill passed in House and Senate committee meetings on Monday. A central Arkansas judge will not sanction officials over a dispute concerning whether attorneys can bring guns into court. Pulaski County Circuit Judge Karen Watley filed an order Thursday saying she would not sanction county officials for barring armed attorneys from the county courthouse. A 2024 state Supreme Court ruling allows attorneys to carry handguns into courthouses in Arkansas. And Arkansas's revenue beat the state's forecast last month. Little Rock Public Radio's Daniel Breen explains.
The latest report from the Department of Finance and Administration shows Arkansas's net available general revenues totaled roughly $832 million in April. That's about $184 million more than the same time last year, and nearly 25% above the state's forecast. Individual income tax collections jumped by roughly 21% compared to last year. Part of that is due to delayed tax filing dates. Income tax refunds fell by about $43 million compared to April of 2025. Collections for both corporate income tax and sales and use taxes were up, and both beat the state's forecast as well. Most major industry sectors posted gains in sales and use tax collections over the last year, with the exception of manufacturing and accommodation and food services. Daniel Breen, Little Rock Public Radio.
And an Arkansas native has won journalism's top honor. Jenny Monk won the 2026 Pulitzer Prize in local reporting, along with three colleagues for the reporting on unscrupulous towing companies overcharging Connecticut residents. Monk is a native of Pencil Bluff, Arkansas, and graduated from the University of Arkansas. She wrote for the Arkansas Democrat-Gazette before joining the Connecticut Mirror. The prize-winning investigative series was a collaboration between the Connecticut Mirror and ProPublica. And a medical school in northeast Arkansas is launching a new partnership in a small Pacific Island territory. The New York Institute of Technology College of Osteopathic Medicine at Arkansas State University in Jonesboro announced a partnership with the University of Guam and two hospitals on the island. Medical school dean Dr. Shane Speets says students will complete their first 2 years of medical school in Arkansas, then can complete their clinical rotations in Guam. He said partnering with institutions in Guam will benefit Pacific Islander populations in Arkansas.
We have a population from the Pacific Islands, in the Marshallese Islands, in the state of Arkansas, specifically Northwest Arkansas, but a growing population here in Northeast Arkansas. And really part of our job at the medical school is to graduate physicians that mirror the population we're trying to serve. So we want to make sure that we're graduating doctors that can serve all of the different populations and cultures and people that need doctors.
Spites also noted this partnership will also help serve the residents of Guam, a U.S. island territory of about 167,000 people.
Guam also needs physicians, and they don't have a medical school. And so what happens is they have a lot of their students who would be doctors leave the island, become doctors in the U.S., and never come back to Guam.
The partnership will also allow students at the University of Guam to have the same pathway to medical school as A-State students. Speed says he hopes the partnership will help build communication and also lead to more innovations on how to connect and benefit both communities. A new microhome village is officially open in central Arkansas. Providence Park opened to new residents in a ceremony late last week. The property in southern Pulaski County will eventually have 400 small homes. The site also has a multi-purpose building, housing a store and medical and dental clinic. The site is funded by the Pulaski County government and has been under construction since May 2024. So far, three people have moved in, with another 27 on the waiting list. The number of homicides in central Arkansas continues to decline. Pulaski County saw three homicides in April, which was unchanged from the previous year. Despite that, the county's year-to-date homicide total is 61% lower than this time last year. The county has reported 11 killings by the end of last month, compared to 28 by the end of April 2025. This marks the least deadly first 4 months of any year in the county since at least 2010, according to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. This is Little Rock Public Radio News.